is the one that's directing each and every one of us as we're submitted to him, as we're willing to do, and as we're God inside minded, as we're orientated to God, our Heavenly Father, in that wonderful relationship. And you know, Danny and Amber, they weren't expecting that yesterday, neither was I. Because, you know, Romans 8:14, as we know, and it's been said many times, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. And just through conversation, chatting, God was just revealing what to do. And so when we do what God shows us to do, you know, even I was arguing, now that's just me thinking that, now that's just my fault. I dismissed them and put them to the side. And I said, God, if that's of you, then you just bring it on strong, you know. And I just carried on listening to Amber, tried to carry on listening to Amber, but this, it was strong, like, you know. And I just knew by the energy rising up within me, so I just done what God showed me to do, and to recognize their stand, and that God ordained this for them to energize them in their ministries. And it says, you know, we're all sent ones, we're all born again, we can all operate in the ministries of apostles, prophets, founders, pastors, teachers. We can all operate those aspects. There's certain people that are gifted in that area, and the gift ministers are a gift to the body of Christ, and they are to live unto God and to serve God's people. That's what it's about. It's not about them anymore. And so I went through these things afterwards and shared with them. And, you know, and they've been practicing, they've been faithful, they've been staying connected, they've been doing all the things that have been encouraged, they're fruitful. And obviously I didn't think none of these things through. It's after the fact that I thought these things through. And it was just right, and I just know it was right. And then the timing that Kim come home for the time of prophesying, you know, like just doing this, what we would call an ordination. But it's not in front of men, it's in front of God, and it's for the individual. And then we'll see that play out in their service, because gift ministers is a service to the body of Christ to build up. And in Ephesians chapter 4, we read, it says, first one, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, this is Paul writing, he was in prison at the time he wrote this letter, beseech you, lovely implore you, that you walk worthy of the vocation or the calling wherewith you are called. Right? Every believer's to do that, right? With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, putting forth a diligent effort to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And that's why I said earlier on, if we're not physically together fellowshipping, how can we do that, right? So God will provide the fellowship for us like we got here, for staying, not just on here, but staying connected. That connection is so important. And since I've been practicing that, I understand why. And that's why I encourage it very much. But it's up to you, because God's given everyone a free will choice. And it's up to you. All we can do is encourage it. That's our job. We can't make anyone do anything, and I never want to do that. God never wants to do that. He's given you a free will choice, what you want to do and where you want to be and where you want to go. So it says, endeavouring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, there is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivities captive, and he gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, verse 9, what is it but he that also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same that also ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers, gift ministers, right? For there's a purpose for it, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the ripping and dividing of the body of Christ. It doesn't say that, right? It says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. to build up, to give the right encouragement, to give those heavenly words. When Paul wrote this down, it was by inspiration. This was when Paul spoke it or wrote it, it was by inspiration. It came from God. All the church epistles that these guys were living and that we read about was not written down. They were living it. They were moving by God. And we need to move by God in the same way. We're to use that spiritual ability that we receive when we become born again. That is our God connection. That is our direct access to God. And God has given us the grace for faith. And also we got access by faith to stand before God into the grace. And that we are righteous. And we are justified. And we are sanctified. Someone might say you're not righteous. Someone might say you're not justified. You don't have to justify anything. You are justified. And you are redeemed. Jesus Christ shed his blood. You belong to God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Your life is not your own now. So, but you still got a free will choice. And so, how do you want to live your life? Do you want to live it in power? Do you want to live it in the demonstration of the Spirit of God and in power? Do you want to walk in the realm of the miraculous? Do you want to hit and miss? Do you want to have glimpses of it here and there? Or do you really want to walk and live it day by day? Because when we do that, when we set our mind on God, when we set our affections on things above, when we make those committed decisions that I've been sharing for the last couple of years, that God's been energizing me to share, that's when the things start to move. And God can go to work. And then what is he doing? He's building our faith. He's encouraging us. And he's showing us what we need to do in our own personal life, the direction, things we might need to get out, things we might need to, location, people we need to be connected to. And when we trust God in that and we move with that direction of God, then the signs and the miracles and the wonders start to begin to happen. And God is blessed and you thrive and you grow and you become strong. You know, you increase in strength and you increase in wisdom. And because you're being obedient to God from your heart, not to a man, not to a ministry, not to a woman, not to a great organization that's famous in the world, but you're where God wants you to be. And then you commit there, and then you give your all to God where you've been placed with God, where he's placed you in the body, right? Okay, all of us today, we just want to fit here and there and everywhere because we've got the freedom to do it, but God's a God of order, as in all the churches of the saints. That's what it says in the scriptures. So everything's beautiful from God. And like in Jeremiah, he said, present to you today death and life. And then he gives you the answer. Choose you life. So choose the right way. Life is about choices and decisions we make with God. And he helps us. He gives us the questions. And then he gives us the solution, the answer to those questions. And he's literally made it easy for us. Like Jesus Christ said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. If you're heavy laden, come unto me and I'll give you rest. My yoke is easy and it's light. In other words, don't do anything in your strength, your knowledge, your wisdom, your perception from your own carnal mind, but from the spiritual mind, like from the wisdom of God he can give you and show you. So God really wants each and every one of us blessed, and he wants you to do the things he's dropping in your heart. Those little thoughts and ideas that you dismiss because you think it's you. And I know I've done it so many times. But like with everything that we do, it's a practice with God. We practice speaking in tongues, right? We practice fellowshipping and coming to the fellowship and being with other people. We practice speaking those heavenly words from God. We practice honoring God. And then as we're practicing and we become faithful doing that, we start to see that God is very faithful. And God will never let you down. And God really wants you encouraged. He really wants you strengthened. He really wants you blessed in your life. He's so for you. And he is working in your life greatly. Great things are happening. And God is looking for men and women that will submit themselves to him and do his good pleasure and what he's calling them to do, to forsake self in the things that they want to do, Because when you put God first, the things you want to do, He'll give you anyway. But it's all about an allegiance in your heart, and who is it to? And my allegiance is to God and the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to serve them with all my heart. I want to be a blessing to that body of Christ. And I've been blessed to be that blessing. You've been blessed to be that blessing. And God's got great before-ordained works for every one of us. And God sees you as His masterpiece. He sees your success. He knows your success. We can't see it. But as we walk on that pathway that God's made for us, that journey of life, it becomes clearer and clearer and clearer. That promised land in our life becomes in view. In fact, we're walking in it, but sometimes because of what's going on around us, we get distracted from seeing what God is really doing. But God loves you guys. And we don't have to focus on Satan or the devil and all these negative things. It's under your feet. So we don't set our attention there. We set it with God. In fact, you are seated at God's right hand side in Christ Jesus. You are the heavenly congress. So God wants you to speak His words from your mouth. You say what you want. We've been talking about confession for a long time. And God wants you to get it in your heart. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing the words from and the word of God. And the more you say it out of your mouth, the more it's rich within your heart and being. The more God is going to energize you. And as you speak, your word becomes word orientated. It's like just naturally flowing off your tongue. And you don't have to even think about what you're going to say, because He gives you what to say in the time you need to say it. Like I'm speaking now. I haven't prepared this. Listening to Danny and Amber and knowing their life, knowing their situations, I know where they were, I know where they are, I know where they've been. But their heart is really, as Danny said in that, as it came out in the prophecy yesterday, that yield your life unto God. Just like, okay, God, my life is yours. I want what comes from you now. And I'm not going to do anything in my own strength, but I'll wait for you to direct me. Like we see in the examples in the Old Testament, what did God do with Joshua after Moses fell asleep? He called him out and He says, be strong. Be very courageous. Meditate in my law. Meditate. In other words, mutter. Say. And what God said to him was that, wherever you put your foot, that's your land. That's your territory. And then we think about Jabez. Out of all these genealogies in Chronicles, this little prayer pops up from a man called Jabez. He said, oh, that you have blessed me indeed, and that you enlarge my territory, that your hand is with me, and that you keep evil from me so it doesn't grieve me. And God granted him his request. See, God is not a no man. He's not saying no. He really wants you blessed. He really wants to multiply you. Not just, He wants to multiply your understanding. He wants to multiply your finances. He wants to multiply your fellowships. He wants to multiply your families. God is a God of great increase and multiplication. He doesn't subtract, but He adds. And so we're people that add, and we're people that give, and we're people that move with God. And our God is a loving, powerful God. And He's energizing you. Look, if you look at where we're living now, okay, now you shine as lights in this world. Now you take your attention off the world and you move in that grace of God. And the grace is not that we decide what we're going to do, but God gives us the thoughts, the direction, and we just plan out with Him. We move with that. There are things that we desire to do and we take them to God and He leads us through it the best way. But let God direct your steps. And God says, be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer, your communication with God. Prayer is your conversation with God. But by everything, by prayer and supplication, specific request, let your request be made known unto Him. And the peace of God, which passeth understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds by Christ Jesus. Listen, when you're churned up, when you're afraid, you can't think clearly, can you? You've got thoughts going on, but you can't think clearly with clarity for the direction. So when your mind is in that state, you're a bit panicked, you're not sure about your situation, you're not sure about your direction or your life, That's when you go to God and you say, Father, you direct me, you show me, give me that peace, give me that clarity for the direction for my life. And I want to be moving with you. I want to submit my life completely unto you. I want to do your will from my heart. And I can't even do that in my strength, but I make the decision to do it. And then he supplies the strength. He supplies the energy. He supplies the wisdom. And he supplies the direction. And he supplies open doors. There's nothing you can do. You can't make the world move. God can. And we can when we're submitted to God, because then we're being led by the Spirit of God. Like Jesus was led by the Spirit of God. Led into the wilderness. Led out of the wilderness. Led to the woman by the well. Bumped him into the Roman centurion, bumped him into the lady of Canaan, and bumped him in here and took him over the seas, and there was a wind and a raven. God was just performing signs, miracles and wonders. And he was inspired to feed 5,000 people and their kids, right? On a couple of occasions, at a party when he began. What did he do? He changed the water to wine. And then there was a funeral procession going on. Lady going to bury her young boy. And woman, why weepest thou? And he raised the kid from the dead on the way to the funeral. You imagine going to a funeral and someone comes along and raises the person from the dead? It's available. It's available. And so God says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. So we ask God to give us that vision, that enlarge our heart to do more, to see more, to expect more, to move more. So God is working in us. And God says, you know, don't be distracted with this world. Don't focus on it. Literally, don't focus on it. Those little things, even though we may be knowledgeable of certain things and understand certain things, it's okay to be aware of what's going on, but not to focus on it. Like we got Russia, Ukraine and NATO. And I see glimpses of news. I listen to a tiny bit and I think, okay, right, God's got this. He knows what he's doing. That's not my focus. My focus is to do the Father's business. So God is really, really with you. He wants you greatly encouraged. He doesn't want you discouraged. Discouragement is not from God. It really isn't from God. When you're feeling emotional and you might be tied up in knots inside, you give it to God. Father, give me the release. What is this? Are you showing me something? Show me. Is there an area of my life I need to give up? Is there something I'm not seeing? If I'm deceived, Father, show me, because I don't know if I'm deceived, do I? So you need to give me clarity and give me your wisdom and give me your direction. And God will, because God is so faithful. And then if you make your main aim in life, not only to walk with the Father, but to move his word, to use your ministry and the word of reconciliation to bring people from darkness to light. There's many people perishing out there, and if the gospel's hid from them, it's hid from the blind. They're blind until we speak and we get that clarity. That's our real goal. That's our real job. Yes, we may have other little jobs that we're doing, but our real job is word and ministry of reconciliation. And God needs those leaders. Many are called, few are chosen. Jesus said, pray ye therefore to the Lord of the harvest that he would throw out the laborers. And he can throw them out. He's throwing them out. God's doing this job. He just needs us to be ready, willing to go. Who can I send? Isaiah said, here am I, send me. Are you an Isaiah in heart? When God says, I need someone to go for me, will you forsake all and come follow me? So we're either going to listen to men and be deceived by the slight and cunning craftiness with him, or we're going to listen to the men of God that's directing you to go to God. See, you're free to go to God. It's not that we run to a man. The connection is just a point of contact that God can minister and bless. But you go to God. You go to God with all your heart. Father, you lead me and guide me. I know we haven't got long on this earth from the time we're born, right? We've got so many years. Now, Father, many years are gone. Now I want to move. I want to see your fruit in my life. Bring it on, Father. Whatever I need to do, I'm willing to do. And you know what? We think it's a sacrifice when you're talking like this, but it's not. It's a joy. It's a joy. What I'm doing is a joy. And I've listened to too many other people, oh, you can't be a minister, a full-time minister. You haven't gone to any Bible colleges. You haven't gone to the Way Corps. You haven't done this. You haven't. And I ignored those voices, and I still stepped out. And just step with God, in synchronization with God. And your words are so important. You need to say what you want, not what you see. You need to declare God's word from your mouth as your energy. He'll give you words to speak about your direction, about your finances, about your relationships, about your ministry. He'll inspire you what to declare. You declare it. So God's going to energize you and cause you all to walk in the realm of the miraculous, to walk like your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to walk in a great way in this earth, doing the same works that he'd done and greater. This is God's desire for you. He wants to flow through you. And it's just saying, yes, God, I do this. Whatever it takes, whatever it takes. And that's always been my heart. And Kim will tell you, I will do whatever it takes, whatever it costs me. So God's looking for hearts like that, and he gives you that heart. I was sharing with someone today, Philippians says, 2:13, for it's God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. That, I think, is the word will. He's working his desire in you. That's how it should be spoken. God is working his desire in you. Just don't let your desires overcrowd God's desire for you. And when you say, yes, God, all right, I'll leave these desires. Because what does God say? If you delight in him, he'll give you the desires of your heart. The things you want, he's going to follow you anyway. So let's get God first, 100%. Commitment, focus, faithful, decision, committed and sorted with God in our hearts and minds. And let's be bold to do what God said. Doesn't matter what anyone thinks. Some people might say, oh, you don't need to ordain because we're already ordained. Well, that's true. But it's just recognizing that gift ministry in a person, and that you will see things happen. You see it's of God. And so this is really wonderful stuff. So anyway, that's me.